Now to Zimbabwe, where it looks like months of violence and political deadlock may be coming to an end. That country's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, has apparently agreed to share power with the opposition after nearly three decades as Zimbabwe's unchallenged leader. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has been following this story and joins us now. And Ophebia, the agreement won't be made public until it's signed on Monday, although the fact that it's expected to be signed is, of course, really important news. What do you know about that agreement?
What we don't know is what's important, because, of course, the devil is in the detail. Who is going to get what powers, Renee? So those are the big questions that we'll only find out, apparently, on Monday.
Of course, one of the biggest stumbling blocks, if not the biggest, was how the two leaders would share power. The opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, wanted to be prime minister with executive powers, and he wanted to have the president, Robert Mugabe, serve as a ceremonial head of state. Did he, Mugabe, agree to this?
Oh, absolutely not. Robert Mugabe is never going to agree to be a titular president or head of state. So it looks as if both sides have had to compromise, that although Morgan Tsvangirai, the opposition leader, wanted full powers as executive prime minister, he didn't get all he wanted. So we're going to have the situation almost as we saw in Kenya after the disputed elections and the negotiations of two sort of centers of power. But if they both agreed to sign this deal, it must mean they both compromised. But let's see how the actual sharing of posts, cabinet posts, ministers' posts, and of course the real problem sometimes in Zimbabwe, the military and security forces, how that is going to be worked out. And I think that's what's going to happen over this weekend.
Well, you know, Ophebia, even as we wait for the appointment of a power-sharing government and the details about this agreement, the fact is Zimbabwe is facing these astonishingly huge challenges, 11% inflation rate, which is just incomprehensible, food shortages that are terribly severe, and millions who fled the country. I mean, how much can this political deal fix all of this?
Believe it, because that is really the real issue in Zimbabwe. The political shenanigans and problems and deadlock is a huge problem, but it's how ordinary Zimbabweans are going to view this deal and whether it's going to make their life better. Because as you said, staggering inflation, trying to get a loaf of bread or the main staple, mealy meal they call it, maize meal flour, all those mundane groceries have become such an issue for Zimbabweans. So they will be hoping that not only does this deal get signed on Monday, but that it sticks, that once it's implemented, that perhaps the outside world is going to come back into Zimbabwe, help Zimbabwe, and help to right many wrongs. And Renee, the region is really watching Southern Africa to see whether this deal works, because it's very important for them. So many Zimbabweans have fled their country because of the economic crisis. And so Southern Africa really wants to be sure that this is going to work.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton on the news that Zimbabwe's president and the opposition have apparently agreed to share power. ¶¶